1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 13th of December, rainfall and 52 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert. Never a lack of things to talk about. The engineering department always very busy. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Ron, good morning. Doing well. Little wet today, but doing well.
Well, glad to have you in, and wanted to start here, Jim, by talking about street rehab, which has been a process that has been underway here for a few months. Is the street rehab work for the year pretty well now put in the bank and pretty well done?
It is. I'd call it 99.9% done. We're just, at this point, we're doing paperwork, final pay estimates with the contractor and going over those sorts of things. We tend to go on throughout the year. We have a set of plans, but when you get out there in field conditions, kind of change stuff and add a little here, take a little off there, and we're just going through and negotiating and getting the final cost estimates and get that in front of the commission with the change order.
Well, Jim, looking back, how did 2022 street rehab go? You pleased?
Well, yes. I'm going to say this. It started off slow, and I'm going to say that no fault to the contractor. This year was, I'll attribute it to a lot of work in the area, and our contractors had a lot on their plates this year. Our street contractor on this was also paving I-35 highway for KDOT, and we were trying to, I guess arm wrestle with KDOT to get them to do our project as well. And so a lot of work was done this year in the area, not just our work, but in the region. And we did 9 street segments that was on our base bid. And then we turned, our street department turned a little bit of money back over to us that they were going to do with some chip seal work. And we also then included in Lincoln Street there from the hospital down to 9th Avenue. And we also added in 15th Avenue over there from Merchant to Center Street. And we were able to widen that out as well. That narrows up in that section there on 15th Avenue. And so I think that'll be a much, much better street to navigate as people make their way to this side of town and towards the university.
Arm wrestling with KDOT. You would have to be considered the underdog in that battle, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We don't quite have as much swag as they do, I'll say that.
Well, I know that typically a lot of folks consider the winter months as downtime, but I also know that you've got a major project ahead on Highland Street. Where are we standing there with at least the preliminary work getting Highland Street off and rolling for early next year?
Very good question. Yes. So that's, and that's, maybe I'll kind of give a big overview. That's a CDBG funded project with us. That's a Kansas Department of Commerce project in which they're coming to the table with half the money on it. And, after getting approved for that earlier this year, we've got plans, put together. And it's out on the street, if you would, I guess no pun intended, but we bid that next Tuesday. And so we'll look at going through the contracting phase probably a month or a month and a half, probably a little bit longer as we go across the holiday season. And start construction on that probably February, March-ish of 23. And that project entails a little bit of utility work, some sanitary sewer improvements, about a block of that between 14th and 15th Avenue there on Highland. And then about a block of waterline improvements also between 14th and 15th Avenues there on Highland, and then followed up with a total reconstruction of the roadway and storm sewer, some drainage improvements with a little bit of, I think we're adding about 20 nose-in, angled nose-in parking spaces there at Shallon Camp Hall. Now, the other thing with that is that all on-street parking goes away. And so we're adding parking, taking parking away, but it's going to be in a select location right there next to the residence hall, and then we'll widen out to three lanes there at the intersection of 12th Avenue. So you'll have a northbound lane turning onto Highland from 12th. You'll have a dedicated left turn lane go for southbound traffic, and then a right turn lane, which will help improve traffic flow a little bit.
That is a robust project.
Boy, that's a lot there,
right,
too.
That's going to be happening on Highland Street. What else might you have already planned for 2023, Jim?
A project we have underway that's kind of out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people because it's not in, I'll call it, the beaten path, is we're doing 18th Avenue, County Road 180, I'll call it, out to serve Evergy Service Center, their project that's under construction, and we're under construction with that right now. We've hit I'll call it a winter pause or a winter stop point this week due to weather, and we've got half of the curb and gutter in so that traffic, their construction traffic, can get to their first entrance. Evergy's project, so that their contractors can get in and out, and then our street contractor will get in at some point next spring when the winter weather subsides and allows them to get back in there, and they'll finish that project out and kind of, it's going to kind of go concurrently with Evergy's building project and their new service center that's being completed. I think they're telling us they have like a June to July finish or move in sometime around there. And last I've heard, they're kind of on track. And we'll get done with our work ahead of that. Our expectation, I think, is sometime in May. The other thing that we've got going on, and it's another one of those out of sight, out of mind, it's south of Rundle. We've got a sanitary sewer project that's going on. It's a 48-inch sanitary sewer. We're combining two of our interceptor sewers, a 24 and a 36, for about 1,000 to 1,200 feet and into one 48-inch pipe. We had some issues with that a couple years back with flooding. We have two aerial crossings down there in which they cross the unnamed creek, kind of a tributary that comes off of the Neosho, the Cottonwood, and It's down there just south of South Avenue, and that's another one that we're getting some participation with FEMA, a little bit of help from them on that, and I think it's an 85-15 project. They're participating at the 85% level. So anytime we can capture, other agency money, we're more than happy to oblige and make those efforts on the front end to get that accomplished.
Jim, are you glad that you don't have at least a couple of major street resurfacing projects that appear to be on the schedule at the same time overlapping like we had with the water line work and then the street repair work that we had earlier this spring and summer?
That's a good point here. That happens from time to time, and we... when we go into this, when we look at our investments on the street projects, we always try to make sure that we've looked at what's the condition of the underground utilities. And this was one of those that happened this last year. And 12th Avenue was the same thing. 12th Avenue and 6th Avenue kind of overlapped each other, and they weren't planned that way. They were staggered 6, 8, 9 months apart, but due to product availability and getting materials, the 12th Avenue slid back, and then they kind of overlapped. And then we have, kind of like you point out, we have two of our major east-west streets kind of under construction, which isn't ideal. And then we followed up. We had planned to do the KDOT C-CLIP surface preservation project right behind the 6th Avenue project there on Highway 50. Now, with that said, we have another project coming up, an intersection project there at the corner of 6th Avenue and Prairie. That project has bid KDOT, and it bid through KDOT. They're going to administer the contract on that, and the contractor will be starting, as they tell us, about March. So look for that intersection to have new traffic signals that are camera activated, and anybody that's driven westbound 6th Avenue and made that northbound turn there at the corner of Mr. G's Car Wash, you know how tight that intersection is. That one and then truck traffic deliveries coming from Highway 50 eastbound and making that turn into Tyson. We're going to make some pretty substantial improvements to the curb radiuses there, sidewalk improvements, a little bit of utility improvements there on the northeast corner.
So you have some room to work with there then?
We have a little bit of room to work with.
Okay.
We negotiated. We had a little foresight, and we negotiated some easement and right of way when the car wash was being developed, and kind of with that in mind, about 2-3 years ago. And this is a project that predates me. And I think it's been talked about around here for probably 10, 20 years about the need for some intersection improvements there. And we're fortunately able to get KDOT participate, and we're able to make it happen.
Good deal. Well, Jim, really appreciate your time with us here this morning, and looking forward to following up and keeping folks informed about all the different work that you got coming up next year.
Ron and Chuck, I appreciate the opportunity. Like I said, we always try to, I like to point out, we like to spend KDOT's money and Department of Commerce's money as much as possible to stretch the city's taxpayers' dollars around here and be good stewards of the taxpayers' money. So I think we're doing that pretty well, and it's always good to talk about our projects.
Jim, as always, great job. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
Happy holidays.
Thanks. You too. Thanks.
And Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert, great job as always with an update on City of Emporia engineering activities. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, we do have tomorrow's open. We have Friday.